Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Wendy Snyder sitting in for the legendary Bob Surratt this morning. He returns tomorrow, and I've been on the radio for a long time, and it first started at the Loop radio station with this guy, Mr. Rick Kempfer. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Rick is the co-founder and publisher of Eckhart's Press. It's a boutique Chicago publishing company. You still cover the radio, TV, and entertainment industry as the media critic for the Illinois Entertainer. And you've put together the Loop Files, which I pre-ordered. But, you know, with you being on, maybe I could have gotten a free copy. I can't wait to read this.
Oh, I think you're going to like it, Wendy. It's, you know, I decided this story was too big to tell it myself. So it's told in the story, in the voices of all the people that worked there. So I talked to everybody basically who worked there. And, you know, I put it into a narrative form, and it's pretty wild, as you know.
It was a crazy time. Now, I will say you and I were both raised here, correct? We're both Chicagoans. I grew up in Brookfield.
Yeah, I'm from Mount Prospect originally.
All right. And, I mean, I grew up listening to the Loop radio station. That's what it was all about. Lorelei was beautiful. Wow. The Loop shirt. Yeah. I mean, everything was the Loop back then. I worked there for 10 years. You and I worked overnights for a while. You were a producer for Stephen Gary. And you, if the walls could talk, it would be in this book.
Well, the walls did talk.
Yeah.
And it is in this book. Yes, I listened to the Loop, too. I was a huge fan of Stephen Gary back in the day when they did all the disco demolition and Mitch Michaels and Sky Daniels and those guys. And I talked to all of them, and it's all in there. They tell the stories, and some of them are wilder than I could have ever imagined. For instance, Sky Daniels, who was the nighttime jock, his first day on the air, somebody walked in and pointed a gun at him.
What? I didn't know that story.
I didn't know it either.
Wow.
It's a pretty wild story. It involves getting the cops from downstairs. There was a near shootout, you'll have to read his telling of the story because it's pretty great.
All right, I loved Sky Daniels, and when I was in junior high, I would listen to him, and I'm like, I'm going to be on the radio someday, and I'm going to call myself Sky Snides. Because I loved him.
Thank God you didn't do that.
I know. And then I reached out to him on Facebook to tell him that, and he was flattered. He was great. Just some of these jocks that worked there. Mitch Michaels doing the cruise. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. You know Mitch.
Yeah, definitely. All right, give us another nugget without spoiling too much, because you really can pick up the book. It's a pre-order. When does it come out? Like, I want it.
Well, it's out this week.
Oh,
it's out this week.
Okay.
So it'll finally be shipping. You can get it at Eckhart's Press, Eckhartzpress.com. So more stories. So there are stories about Kevin Matthews, who was the midday guy, and Jonathan Brammeyer. Both of them gave me a lot of time to talk to me. There's a story about our old friend Jim Weiser being put into a barrel out at a rodeo, and the bull knocked him around, and him screaming on the air to be saved. There's stories about Kevin being duct taped by the Chicago Bears while he was on the air and being taken out and left on Michigan Avenue.
I remember that, and it was really, I felt so bad for him. They weren't messing around. It was Mongo, Steve McMichael, I can't remember, Tom Thayer, Kevin Butler.
Yeah.
I don't remember who was all there. I just know that they really duct taped him to the radio chair, like, real tightly. It was very disturbing.
And his mouth.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then took over his show.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keith Van Horn, I'm sure, was involved.
Yeah. These are the kind of stories that are in the book. I mean, the radio station was an experiment in what happens when you put the most creative people in America in one room and give them no rules.
Yeah. Although they gave us rules. You and I, Rick, were the only ones that had to follow the rules.
That's true. Remember for a while, Wendy, they wouldn't let us use our last names?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was crazy. That's not in the book, but, you know, buy me a beer sometime and I'll tell you that story. all right, so you're doing a bunch of book signings. Why don't you mention a couple of those and how people can pop by and get this autographed and meet some Loop people?
Okay, so the 24th of November, I'll be at Blue Village Vinyl in Westmont at 1:30. That's Black Friday. So come on out. It's also Record Store Day. It's a great day to head out there. The official book launch is going to be November 30th at Pippin's, which is on Chicago Avenue downtown. It's a place that some of us used to hang out when we were working at the Loop. And then I've got two more. I've got one at Uncork Unwind on December 12th, which is in Des Plaines, and then I'll be at the Blue Island Brewing Company on December 17th.
Well, I wish I could go to the Big Pippin's one, but I'm filling in for Bob Surratt the next morning. So unless I go, going back to my Loop days, you know, you'd go to the Christmas party and then go be on the air, so maybe I can do that.
Yeah, come on.
Go right to work. Yeah, I will do that.
Get a White Castle. And,
I'll bring Dave some. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yes.
All right,
hey,
Rick.
By the way, I'll take that $50.
Yeah, I mean.
And I'll eat some White Castle.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody's got their price.
I'll do it for free, quite honestly. All right. Well, Rick, good to talk to you. I'm anxious to read this. It'll make a great stocking stuffer. We all kind of listened to The Loop at some point in our lives growing up here in Chicago. So The Loop Files, an oral history of the most outrageous radio station ever. Rick Kempfer, good luck, and I will see you soon.
Thanks, Wendy.
All right. Absolutely.